Chapter 7. Time Travel. Imagine you are a very small insect and you live on the surface of an apple. You cannot easily move around to the other side of the apple or go anywhere that is not on the apple. So the surface of the apple is your whole universe. Now, imagine that a worm has eaten a hole through the middle of the apple. Now, you can get from one side of the apple to the other in two ways: round the apple's surface, your universe, or the second, shorter way, through the wormhole. Scientists want to know if our universe could be like this apple. Could there be wormholes that can take us from one place in our universe to another? And if so, what would these wormholes look like? The wormhole could have two mouths, one at each end of it. One mouth could maybe be in the middle of London and the other on a beach in California. The mouths might be round, so you could see everything clearly through them, like a glass ball. But they would not be solid, so you could also walk through them from one place to the other. The surface of the apple has only two dimensions, and the inside of the apple has three dimensions. The insect could move from the surface of the apple, which has two dimensions, through the inside of the apple, which has three dimensions. In the same way, a wormhole would take you from London, in our universe, with three dimensions, through a tunnel or wormhole with four or more dimensions that is not part of our universe, to California, another place in our universe. This is possible according to the laws of physics, but it is just a theory for now. And the same theory says that most wormholes would collapse so quickly that nobody could get to the other side alive. To stop the wormhole from collapsing, we would have to put some special matter into it. This matter would have to make energy that works against gravity to hold the wormhole open. Is this possible? Again, yes, according to the theory. But for now, it is probably not possible to find or make enough of this matter to hold the wormhole open long enough for someone to pass through to another part of the universe. But what if one day it were possible? You could take a journey that would normally take several years in just a few days. You could even use wormholes to travel back in time and talk to yourself when you were younger. You could change history. Or maybe you could not. Stephen Hawking said that the laws of physics made it impossible for anybody to make a time machine and go back and change history. But this too is just a theory for now. We all know about time, or at least we think we do. And we all know the tick-tock sound a clock makes as time passes. When we are together in a room, my clock shows the same time as your clock, and time passes in the same way. If you went on holiday somewhere far away, our clocks would show a different time of day, but your tick-tock and mine would still be the same. But we saw in Chapter 2 that time is interesting because it can pass differently if you start to move very fast. When you measure the tick-tock on a spaceship going very fast into space, it looks slower than the tick-tock of a clock back on the Earth. Scientists call this time dilation, and it happens because light can only go at a speed, called c in physics, around 300,000 kilometers per second and no faster. Although light can slow down when it passes through something thick like glass, When it travels in free space, its speed is c in any direction that you shine the light in. So time on a super-fast-moving spaceship passes more slowly than time on the Earth. This is the theory that explains how someone can travel one way into the future, travelling so fast that only days pass, while on the Earth, years go by. It seems hard to believe, but that is because it is impossible for us to move fast enough to notice.